Hello there, and welcome to Blue Sky. I'm Candace Holmstrom. A scary text message caused quite a bit of confusion last night in Estevan. It claimed to be an Amber Alert, and some people believed it. Turns out it was a hoax. We're going to hear what kind of problems it caused in just a minute. And while many people are spending their summer vacation heading down the highway to a holiday destination, a Manitoba man has a different approach to travel. He's on a Red River cart, retracing Métis history. We'll hear all about his journey at 20 past 12. After the headlines at the bottom of the clock, 30 vendors, food from all over the world at your fingertips in Saskatoon. We'll check in on Taste of Saskatchewan. And the cold, wet weather is affecting a lot of big summer plans, but it's also affecting things on a small scale. Bees are behind on honey production. I'll speak with a provincial bee expert at about 10 to 1. It was a chilling message. Amber Alert, 3-year-old girl taken by a man driving a new silver truck. Keep it going so they can find her. People in Saskatchewan received the message last night as a text on their cell phones. It even gave out a plate number for the vehicle. Some versions of the message mentioned Estevan. Turns out it was a hoax, but the hoax caused some problems before it was uncovered. Sergeant Murray Cowan is with the Estevan Police Service, and he joins me on the line. Hi, Sergeant Cowan.
Hi, Candace. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. When did you hear about this hoax?
Well, I personally heard about it this morning when I came to work. I reported for duty at 6 o'clock this morning, and that's when it was passed on to me. Of course, we thought we better get on it right away because we knew, of course, right away that it would be false. Otherwise, we would have known about it quite some time ago. So we got our messages out to the media as quickly as possible, just so that we could advise as many people as possible that this, in fact, was not true.
So how did you know it was a hoax?
Well, the police service would be aware of something like that, especially if it was to happen in Estevan. I mean, we would be part of. If we were to issue an Amber Alert, or if an Amber Alert was to be issued, we would be involved in that, in getting it arranged and getting it issued, I guess. So,
has anything like this ever happened before for you?
Not in my career, Candace. It sure hasn't. This is a first for me, and as I say, it was a bit of a surprise when I came into work this morning and learned about it. It's my understanding it was mentioned at the Estevan Motor Speedway last night, When word got out, of course, they announced it on the PA system and whatnot at the racetrack, and of course it created a bit of havoc because people, my understanding is, they were looking through vehicles and searching for, just to make sure that this little girl wasn't hiding in one of those vehicle type things. So,
and that, there are quite a few people who go to that that speedway, I imagine.
That's correct. It's a huge event here in Estevan, and they have weekly races here, so it's a very busy place, you bet.
And I know of at least a couple of people who got the text message on their cell phones overnight. Do you have any sense of how far this text message has spread?
No, I don't, Candace, and that's the big thing. We've been trying to track this backwards, and it's very difficult to do. I've got it personally on my cell phone several times, and as a lot of us here at the office, and be honest with you, the way our office found out about it was some of the members working last night received it on their personal cell phones.
Does this hurt or undermine what law enforcement is trying to do with the Amber Alert system?
Well, it can, because what happens is people, if this was an ongoing thing where there was this type of hoax going on, people won't pay as close attention to it. It's the old cry wolf thing. And, so it does concern us that way.
Amber Alerts, though, what are the mediums that police use to transmit? Do they use cell phones at all?
Well, to my knowledge, we use every resource we can. Primarily, we use the media. We use billboards and you know the in the bigger centers we use the big signs and whatnot that are on the big highways. And then we also use the internet. We use the Amber Alert website, which is a valuable tool. The Amber Alert website, we've also got on there now that this particular incident is in fact not true. And we've done that for, again, as part of our efforts to get the word out that this isn't true, because I know I'm still getting messages sent to me and even sent to my personal cell phone from friends and family that are saying, is this true? Is this true? And it's gone as far as, it's gone all over Saskatchewan already and into our neighboring provinces.
So how can people tell if an Amber Alert is real or not, aside from, the conversation we're having right now and people hearing us?
Well, I think this is the primary way for us to determine that it's not the case. I mean, we have to get the word out quickly. But for the most part, when an Amber Alert's issued, we're going to involve the media. It's going to be very, very well known throughout the province and the country, for that matter, that this type of thing has happened. And also, basically, anywhere you look, there's going to be some type of indication that this has happened. Primarily, as you mentioned, this one has been going out via text messaging. There has been no other, way that it's gone out, whether it's through the media or as I mentioned, billboards or signs and whatnot. So that's kind of the gist of it, I guess.
What can investigators do to find out who started it all?
Well, that's the tough part. We can start by backtracking, but because it's changed hands so many times and is still doing that, it's very difficult to do. So we have a little bit of information that we're working on with how it may have originated, but we'll have to continue to look into that, I guess.
Thanks, Sergeant Murray.
No problem, Candice.
Okay.
Take care.
Sergeant Murray Cowan is with the Estevan Police Service, and he spoke with us from Estevan here on Blue Sky. For more on the technical side of this hoax, we are joined by Alec Koros. He is a technology expert at the University of Regina. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Do you have any sense of where this message came from?
Well, I don't think you can track the message, but I did look on Snopes.com, and this is a message that's been around at least since February, the same silver truck message that has been going around. Snopes.com is quite a good site to look at for often for forwarded email messages, that sort of thing. I'm looking right now just at my Twitter feed, and the same message is going on and on and on through Twitter, but it's in Portland, it's in Missouri, it's all over the states. So as it reaches the border, the virtual border of some sort, it gets changed by one person who decides to propagate it with the Regina information or the Estevan information and so on. So it takes one person to change it within the context of the local community or the local geography. So this is something that's it looks like it went did its rounds in February and then came back again for whatever reason. It was just sort of resurrected under this, not only just email forwards, but also Twitter as well as text messaging. And text messaging and Twitter are combined. I mean, because people will often receive their Twitter messages through text messaging. So as Twitter gets bigger, this channel becomes bigger as well. So it's very difficult to, as everything becomes sort of converged, Twitter and SMS and email, everything comes to one device. So it's very easy to relay this message or forward it on.
So Snopes.com that you mentioned, is that a website that people in the tech industry often
Well, I think
refer
anyone
to?
Who's doing media literacy, who
Okay.
there's a number of websites that can be sort of refuted through Snopes, and it seems to be one of the trusted sources. But I'm thinking here, in some ways, this is a good thing that happened, because the Amber Alert system, for instance, has probably not embraced things like SMS. And for instance, you could get the RCMP, just as some advice, perhaps should have a credible Twitter personality or a Twitter identity. And it would be much easier to check the accuracy of the message if they were able to, people were to subscribe to RCMP. They may have an RCMP Twitter resource, but this sort of thing could be Because so many people are on social networks now that they need a Facebook page. You need a some sort of Twitter presence, and I think that's important. So in some ways, I think law enforcement can learn a lot from this because it's in some ways it's actually good it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So
given that it has happened, how is it going to affect the reputation of things like text messaging or Twitter or all these other new technologies that we're relying upon now?
Well, I think really information wants to be heard. Information wants to be spread. In some ways, it has its own sort of identity and force within it. And people are very likely to propagate information, and they're becoming less critical. I think there's a famous a quote from the 50s that education has created a society that can read but unable to distinguish what is worth reading, and they're an easy prey to sensations and appeals. That sort of idea hasn't really changed, and as we see more and more information, we critique it less. So it's more important that we look at the messages that come to us, and we understand how powerful these messages are. So what if this is fake? What if this Amber Alert is fake? What if it hides some other real Amber Alert that happens or some really important message? So the more we propagate and channel and rechannel messages, we have to have a greater sense because we become the media. We are radio. We are the news. And we have to also take the same responsibilities that mainstream media has done over the years as well as we become the media. So, I mean, it's an interesting challenge for consumers who have been consumers for so long, and now we become, in a sense, narrowcasters or broadcasters.
Do you think we'll ever find out who started it or the people intervened at all?
Absolutely not. Because, I mean, the first person, it's going to be very difficult to find the original. Plus, they could have used some sort of spoofing software, so they may be very difficult to find. But I think it's more important to understand how these messages occur and to educate the population when to forward, when not to forward, and also for the RCMP and other law enforcement or social programs to have these types of web presence because more and more of the population are relying on these sources of information.
Alec Koros, thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Alec Koros is a technology expert at the University of Regina. It is approaching 22 minutes past 12 o'clock here on Blue Sky. I'm Candace Holmstrom sitting in for Garth Materi. Steve Strongman began